Did you see it in today's paper? It's right there in the classifieds. Wanted: big, strong, motivated individual. Must be able to move feet and work weekends. Combative personality preferred. Yes, the Packers do have a job opening at right guard, and recent history says they'll fill it successfully. On the Packers offensive line, the next man up has been consistently ready, willing, and able. The latest case in point, Lane Taylor at left guard. But prior to him, there was Corey Linsley at center. And prior to him, there was David Bakhtiari at left tackle. Now it's yet to be determined at right guard.
Whatever happens, happens. I just know that we have such a good foundation and core to begin with that I'm not worried about it at all.
No reason to be. Not with the success the Packers have had replacing quality starters with quality starters.
Buys more time, scrambles left, throws end zone, caught by Devontae Adams.
That success is no accident.
I think you first have to look at their coach. You know, James Campen is, they don't come any better than him, in my opinion. And then you have to look at the room. And you have to look at those veterans. Our veteran guys do a great job helping one another. So we have the landscape for young guys to develop.
Second-year guys Kyle Murphy and Lucas Patrick will be in the thick of the competition at right guard, as will veteran Don Barclay. The Packers re-signed him with good reason.
Obviously, Donnie's played a lot of football for us, and I was really happy to see him come back. Not only is he a great friend and a great locker room guy, but he can play.
Although the Packers will have a new starter at right guard, there's plenty of reasons to believe it'll be business as usual for one of the best lines in the National Football League.
Ultimately, we want to win a Super Bowl, so we can have five. Everyone kicking all cylinders in the offensive line, and then through that, get the other six. Have 11 playing at an extremely high level, put ourselves in a good opportunity.